From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, am I to go on a fishing?
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. And now here's the man who says the best way to get a cop's goat is to swipe his billy.
Hello, Smiley.
Hello, Joe Ruffle Lips. How are you anyhow, beetle brain? Hey, I want to tell you what happened to me. I got up yesterday morning and I had $7 in my pocket. I looked at the clock and it was 7 o'clock. There was 7 of us eating breakfast in the bunkhouse. I looked at the paper and there was 7 horses running in the 7th race. So, I bet $7 on number 7.
Yeah, and he won, huh?
No, he didn't. He come in 7.
Oh.
Oh, listen, confidentially, did you hear what happened to Charlie McQuarrie last night?
No. Uh-huh.
He fell down a long flight of stairs with 2 pints of gin.
Did he spill the gin?
Not Charlie. He kept his mouth shut all the way. Oh, McQuarrie's in trouble most of the time. Last week, he started to light the gas stove and it exploded. Blew old Mac and his wife clean out in the front yard. Made Mrs. McQuarrie pretty happy, though.
Made her happy? Well, how's that?
Well, she said it was the first time they'd been out of the house together in 10 years. That's 110 years old, isn't it? Accidents. Oh, it's terrible. Everywhere you look, somebody's having an accident. My sister's baby swallowed a bottle of inky.
Oh, that's incredible.
No, it was indelible.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song. Nothing but bluebirds all day long.
Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things go so right. Noticing the days hurrying by when you're in love.
My, how they fly. Today's all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies. From now on.
Either. I saw him out there, but you know what I did?
What'd you do, Smiley?
I thought, well, he might just as well be comfortable, so I throwed him a bar of soap. Joe, how's about we let the man there tell all the good folks now about our sponsor? Everybody listen now.
Thank you.
coming up is a little song that I sung one time to old Ring, aye? Yeah, when he got a thorn under his saddle, see? But I decided that I'd let Sweet Georgia Brown sing it. She's going to sing Walking With You.
Bells start to ring and the birds start to sing a song when I'm walking with you. I never dreamed love could seem so supreme just to be walking with you. I'd like to know if I'm dreaming in vain, breathing your name. Why don't you show me the way into your heart? I'll always stay just the way that you want me to stay, that you want me to stay.
Swing, it just makes me want to tell stories. And the other evening, I got wound up telling some of my exploits in the Canadian Rockies. You know, my stories are sort of like a girdle. They condense the truth. Well, there was a bunch of fellas out of duck hunting in a lake in western Canada, and the ducks was a-lighting and a-taking off by the tens of millions. Well, one fella I recall, his name was Ralph Foster. You know him. Well, he hit upon the idea. The Canadian Pacific Railroad was a-building a new spur line into the logging camp, and they had a great big steel culvert about 70 feet long and about 4 feet across. Well, sir, this Ralph Foster and them other fellers, they took the 70-foot pipe and made a breach for one end of it. And they carted it down to the lake and pointed, aimed it right at all them ducks that was alighting on the water. Then they poured in about 12 wagon loads of black powder and 952 stacks of dynamite, and then they topped her off with 10 wheelbarrow loads of wrist pins, cotter keys, and ball bearings. Well, sir, they got all ready and stuffed their ears, and when they pulled the trigger, she kicked, and the recoil sent the whole thing backwards into within 4 miles of Lake Winnipeg. Well, sir, this fellow Ralph told me later that actually the thing never went off. Just the snap of the trigger made her recoil that far, and that he believes that it was a good thing, because if the thing had ever gone off and killed all them ducks, Minnesota might have been featherbound for 4 years, you know that? Here's a cowboy song now, and it's called A New 10-Gallon Hat. Play her, boys.
These old boots of mine maybe need a shine, but there's nothing wrong with that. I can ride on by with my head held high. I got a new 10-gallon hat. Though my pants are worn and my shirt is torn, I'll go right on standing pat. Feeling kind of gay, for I spent my pay on a new 10-gallon hat. Maybe I'm plumb loco, dressing up my cocoa when I need a shirt instead. Maybe I'm not clever, maybe I should never let a hat go to my head. But I'm glad I did, cause a brand new lid perks me up in nothing flat. How can I go wrong, long as I belong to a new 10-gallon, a new 10-gallon, a new 10-gallon hat?
Diving suit on now. Been exploring the bottom of the ocean here the last few days.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've already found out where the mermaids keep the bathing suits.
Where's that?
Davy Jones' locker.
Oh!
Folks, we got to go now. This is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me. Bye.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood. Thank you.